Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung unveiled three new models of its Galaxy Note line, the Galaxy Note 10, the Note 10 Plus, and the Note 10 5G. The devices use the Snapdragon 855 SoC, HDR 10 Plus certified displays, have three rear cameras with telephoto, wide-angle, and a dual-aperture 12-megapixel main camera with optical image stabilization, a 10-megapixel selfie camera, in-screen fingerprint reader, and S Pen support. Notably, there's no longer a headphone jack or the Bixby button. The phones also support an updated DeX desktop interface, now with apps for Mac and Windows that allow you to plug in your phone and get a window with all of your phone apps, as well as drag and drop file transfers. The Note 10 comes with 8GB of RAM, features a 6.3-inch 2280 by 1080 dynamic AMOLED display, 256GB of UFS 3.0 storage, a 3500mAh battery, and costs $949. The Note 10 Plus offers 12GB of RAM, a 3040 by 1440 dynamic AMOLED display, a choice of 256 or 512 UFS 3.0 storage with microSD card slot expansion, adds in a VGA depth of field camera for 3D scanning, a 4300mAh battery, and all starts at $1,099. Both are available for pre-order and shipping August 23rd. The Note 10 5G will be available for pre-order on August 23rd and will be a Verizon exclusive for a limited time. Samsung also announced the Galaxy Book S, an ARM-based fanless 13.3-inch laptop. Inside is the Snapdragon 8CX SoC, featuring 8 Cryo 495 cores clocked at 2.84 GHz and Arduino 680 Extreme graphics, capable of driving two 4K HDR displays, all with a claimed battery life of 23 hours. The Galaxy Book S also comes with 8GB of LPDDR4X RAM, 256 or 512GB of storage, Gigabit LTE, a 1920 by 1080 10-point touchscreen, two USB-C ports, Windows Hello compatible camera and fingerprint reader, and a microSD card slot while they're at it. The laptop will be available in September, starting at $999, in either earthy gold or mercury gray. Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo will require all game publishers to disclose the odds of receiving types of in-game items from loot boxes in future titles. The Entertainment Software Association, which all three companies belong to, announced the new initiative at a loot box workshop at the Federal Trade Commission. Some video game publishers already include drop rates, and others such as Activision Blizzard, Bandai Namco, Bethesda, Bungie, EA, Take-Two Interactive, Ubisoft, Warner Brothers, and Wizards of the Coast have agreed to do so by the end of 2020. The Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch are included in this commitment, but not PC games. Instagram sent a cease and desist letter to the marketing firm Hyper after being presented with evidence by Business Insider that the company scraped and maintained individual profiles based on public location data and content from Instagram stories and posts. According to sources, Hyper collected 90% of its marketing data from Instagram, ingesting over 1 million posts a month. Hyper reportedly developed a geofencing tool to scrape all public posts from a given location after Instagram deprecated a set of location tool APIs in the wake of the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Instagram has now removed Hyper from its Facebook marketing partners, revoked its API access, and made web-based location data unavailable to logged-out users. The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission voted to approve a 12-month extension on a cap of new for-hire vehicle licenses, specifically affecting Uber and Lyft, originally put in place by the New York City Council last year. Uber and Lyft can still receive licenses for wheelchair-accessible vehicles during this time. In addition, the commission voted to reduce the amount of time drivers can spend in vehicles without a passenger in the car from 41% of time to 31%, while in Manhattan below 96th Street. Uber and Lyft both stopped onboarding new drivers back in April. A new study by Apple, Eli Lilly, and Evidation Health found that using data from an iPhone, an Apple Watch, and a Beddit sleep monitor, researchers could differentiate patients with mild Alzheimer's disease dementia and those without symptoms. The test looked at 113 patients over the age of 60 over the course of 12 weeks. The study found that those with cognitive ailments type slower and more irregularly on devices and use text input less overall. They also showed starting of regular activity later in the day than the control group and answered a daily one-question survey later and less often. The researchers cautioned that further research and validation was needed to see if this could be an effective way to detect mild cognitive impairment and early Alzheimer's disease. Meanwhile, Lyft announced it lost an adjusted 68 cents per share in Q2 on revenue of $867 million. Analysts had expected revenue of $809 million in the quarter on a $1.74 loss per share. Lyft reported 21.8 million active riders on its platform, up 40% in the year, and beating analyst estimates of 21.1 million. On the earnings call, CFO Brian Roberts stated he believed the company hit peak losses last year and may break even sooner than initially predicted. And finally, the BBC reports on an Israeli spacecraft that crashed intentionally on the moon in April, carrying a payload of dehydrated tardigrades, some of which were encased in amber. Tardigrades, also sometimes called water bears or moss piglets, can reduce metabolism to 0.01% of their normal rate and be reanimated decades after dehydration. The mission to the moon was part of the Arch Mission's Lunar Library. Arch Mission Foundation is dedicated to preserving flora and fauna of Earth by storing it in space. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.